It's now time for locker room chat with Centralia boys and basketball coach Nick Evans after the Twin Valley League tournament, in which they finished fourth place after a 45-42 loss against a really good Clifton Clyde team. Before that, losing to Hanover in the semifinals, 50-45. Quarterfinal got a win, 60-29. So we'll start off with the semifinal game, 50-45 being the final score. This is a game you guys fought hard in. Ultimately, a few things didn't bounce your way. Your thoughts on that one?
We missed some easy ones that we need to make, and we doubled them up shooting the ball. I thought we shot it 59 times. They shot it 38 times, and I told the guys that maybe 10, being nice, I'd say 10 of those were not good shots. So you cut that down to, you know, longer possessions would lead to maybe 48 shots. You still had more shots than them, but the shots that we got that were good, I thought there was a lot of them that we just straight missed. Even with the offensive rebounds, we work our tails off, and sometimes it's an offensive rebound and we offensive rebound the other guys miss. And then, you know, there's like four offensive rebounds down there and we get nothing out of it. So we got to take advantage of the effort that we give and the work that we put in and have something to show for it, because right now we're giving great effort and we have nothing to show for it.
And in the third place game, you guys fall to Clifton Clyde by 3, and you guys had a chance to tie this one at the buzzer, but the shot didn't quite go your way. Your thoughts how this one went?
No, kind of the same thing, but I thought we started better, faster. That was a point of emphasis from the Hanover game. I thought we started the Hanover game pretty flat and lackadaisical and kind of not that you're not giving good effort, but I thought there's points that offensively you could be more aggressive. And we were more aggressive against Clifton Clyde. And like you said, the league is really good, but I still think top to bottom that they're the best team, even though they didn't turn it out that way. I think they're really talented. Not that Axtell and Hanover aren't good. They're really good as well, but I think they would also say that Clifton Clyde has the best roster. That's a good team, and to play the way we did against them, that's a positive, and we can beat them. I mean, anybody can beat anybody. I've said that all year, and any coach in this league would say that. In this league, is tough and it's pretty balanced. I'd say 1-6, maybe even 7, that any given night that it's I mean, I watched Hanover Washington County last night. Washington County, I know Bobby didn't play the way you wanted them to in the TVO, but they turn around last night and they lose by 2 points to a good Hanover team. So it's a tough league, and you got to play every night.
So you guys take on Clifton Clyde on February 16th. You'll get them again at home. Also, you'll get Hanover at home coming up here on Friday. How big is this game for you guys?
It's we're trying to get to where it's, you know, every game is it's a game, you know. We obviously would like to win, stuff like that, but it's not the end of the world. You know, it's, if you put too much pressure on that game in particular, I think you're making it bigger than it is. It's not sub-state championship. It's a basketball game. Yeah, you kind of need it. But you need to play. We need to play the way that we know we can play, and you have to start from the tip. You can't wait for them to give you the game. And that's what I kept telling them. No one's giving you anything. You know, you have to go take it, and you have to go play the way you're capable of playing, and quit waiting around for now we're going to be aggressive. We can be aggressive, and we can capitalize on our aggressiveness. And like I said, majority of the time it's not defensively. I thought offensively we could be a lot more aggressive than what we were. And we'll get there, because these guys are smart and they'll see it, and they've already, you know, we had practice Monday and they got to watch a little bit and see. And when you can take ownership of without me telling you, and you call yourself out before I even get a chance to, that's a sign of you're taking ownership. That's a sign of I want to get better. And that's good things, because you can't fix teams that don't want to take ownership, and you can't fix teams that don't want to give effort. That's your season is going to be tough if you have to fix those things mid-season. We're never going to have to do that with these guys.
Absolutely. Big one coming up here on Friday, but it's all about business, taking care of business one game at a time for you guys. 4-0 Hanover, 3-0 Clifton Clyde in league play coming up here on Friday. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
Thank you.
That was Centralia Boys and Basketball Coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Lincoln Oil Company.